This is Akashvani, the news read by Sanjay Mattu. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of development projects worth around 4,900 crore rupees at Amreli in Gujarat this afternoon. The Prime Minister also inaugurated the water conservation initiative of the Dholakia Foundation, the Bharat Mata Sarovar at Dudhla in Amreli. Addressing a gathering, the Prime Minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to water conservation. He noted Gujarat's remarkable transformation under the BJP-led government, particularly in bringing water to Saurashtra's arid regions and improving farmers' livelihoods. He said the projects launched today, related to roads, railways, water supply and tourism, will significantly benefit the citizens of Saurashtra, Kutch, Junagadh, Porbandar, Kutch and Botar districts of the state. Among these, the Navda to Chavant pipeline will supply 28 crore litres of water to over 1,200 villages, aiding around 67 lakh people. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi and the President of the Government of Spain, Pedro Sanchez, held bilateral and delegation-level talks at Vadodara in Gujarat. The two leaders held fruitful discussions on the entire spectrum of bilateral ties, including in areas of trade and investment, IT and innovation, defence, security, renewable energy, pharma, culture and tourism. Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said they took stock of the progress in India-Spain relations across diverse sectors. He said the two countries wish to add even more momentum to their bilateral ties. This morning, the two leaders jointly inaugurated the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft. The aircraft complex is a flagship Make in India initiative in the aviation sector and the first private sector final assembly line for the manufacturing of military aircraft in India. Scrutiny of nomination papers was held today for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand. 43 constituencies will go to the polls in this phase on the 13th of November. Wednesday is the last day for withdrawal of nominations. Assembly elections in Jharkhand are being held in two phases. Scrutiny of nomination papers also took place for the by-elections to 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for the Wayanad parliamentary seat in Kerala, for which polling will be held on the 13th of next month. Meanwhile, filing of nomination papers for the single-phase polling in Maharashtra and second phase of assembly polls in Jharkhand will end tomorrow. In Maharashtra, candidates from various parties, including Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Deputy Chief Minister Ajit Pawar, submitted their nomination papers on the penultimate day today. The BJP today released its third list of 25 candidates for the Maharashtra Assembly polls. So far, the party has declared the names of 146 candidates for the State Assembly polls. In Jammu and Kashmir, one terrorist was killed as special forces of the army were deployed to neutralize a group of recently infiltrated terrorists who attacked an army convoy in Batal village of Akhnoor sector. The body of the slain terrorist, along with weapons, has been recovered. The gunfight took place after the terrorists, believed to be three in number, opened fire on an ambulance, which was part of the army convoy around 6 this morning. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has emphasized the critical role of youth in India's rapid growth across all sectors, urging them to take on the responsibility of building a strong nation. The minister was speaking at the 13th convocation of the Indian Institute of Technology, BHU, in Varanasi. Chief of Naval Staff Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi emphasized the role of young entrepreneurs in driving innovation and research in the country. Inaugurating the third edition of the Indian Navy's Naval Innovation and Indigenization Seminar Swavalamban 2024 in New Delhi, he said the two-day event features around 115 stalls from agencies like the Indian Air Force, Indian Army, Coast Guard and the Border Security Force. In Afghanistan, at least 8 persons were killed after a vehicle carrying them plunged into a river in Uruzgan province. The provincial authorities said the mishap took place early this morning when the wooden bridge on which the vehicle was crossing collapsed under its heavy weight. The BSE Sensex jumped 603 points to close at 80,005, while the NSE Nifty advanced 158 points to settle at 24,339. And that is the end of this news bulletin.